I'm Sean Power reporting. Happy 4th of July. Lamar's residents will be lighting off fireworks today to celebrate our nation's 250th birthday, but the Lamar's Fire Rescue Department would like to remind residents to practice good fireworks safety to avoid injuries, fires, and property damage. Lamar's Fire Rescue Chief Dave Shipper told KLEM that fireworks can only be launched on a person's property during the weekend.
Not in the city streets, not in the city park, not on somebody else's property without their permission. We just ask people to be respectful of your neighbors. So don't buy things that are so big you're going to rain on your neighbor's house or property. Be respectful if there's animals or veterans that are bothered by that, if you know about that. Maybe talk to your neighbors before you shoot them in your backyard.
Shipper shared some additional fireworks safety tips for those planning on lighting them.
Of course, one, they're supposed to be adults, meaning 18 or older, or with adult supervision. You should have some kind of fire protection there, whether it's garden hose, bucket of water, fire extinguishers. You shouldn't do it if the wind's over 20 miles an hour, because then they're going to carry anywhere they want with the breeze. We'll see how much moisture we get, because at times, if there's a burn ban on, then fireworks are not allowed to be shot. Now, right now, we're not in a burn ban, but come July 4th, we'll have to see how the weather is. If we're in a burn ban, then fireworks aren't allowed at all to be shot off.
The Fire Rescue Department also recommends dousing fireworks with water and leaving them out of the garbage for at least 24 hours to avoid reignition. If a firework does not light, the department recommends waiting between 20 and 30 minutes before approaching.
You know, the number of people that are injured every year with fireworks is staggering. And, you know, we don't have an exact number because not all of them get reported. But the last couple years here in Lamar's, we've had some people injured. We've had some fire calls because of them. So we just want people to be very careful. Use that three-day window that you're allowed to do them in, the window of July 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and then be done, unless you're going somewhere else to do it besides here in the city limits. And just remember not to be done on public property anywhere.
Fireworks can only be lit in city limits from noon to 11 p.m. today and tomorrow. The town of Rock Valley, which was devastated by historic flooding 2 years ago, is receiving $22 million from FEMA to buy out 104 homes. City Manager Tom Van Manen first requested the funding in December of 2024 and says he's relieved to finally have an answer.
Well, we see the pain of people that aren't able to move on with the flood until their previous property has been resolved. And just being able to share that message, hey, it's obligated, we will be moving forward shortly, your relief is finally here. It's brought a lot of energy back into our whole process.
FEMA also awarded Rock Valley $3.5 million to help pay for cleanup and repairs. Van Manen admits the process was frustrating for homeowners and at times for city leaders, but says the FEMA home buyout program is not designed to provide immediate disaster relief.
We're finally in a position to help the people that were so devastated by the flooding back in 2024. So we're really hitting the ground running.
He says the next few weeks will be spent finishing paperwork before demolition of the properties can begin. Rock Valley originally planned to buy out 147 properties, but some owners have already rebuilt their homes or sold them. And that's a look at your local news. I'm Sean Power.